days as the court heard that safety was a high priority for Chief Pilot Ashley Jenkinson, who was killed in the incident. A SeaWorld helicopter staff member has told a coroner the chief pilot involved in a deadly collision had gone above and beyond at work in the months before and took safety very seriously. Talia Ellum, Mr. Jenkinson's assistant manager at the time of the incident, said Mr. Jenkinson would have regular safety meetings with management and would prioritize safety over all else, even standing down himself and other pilots from flying if they seemed tired or unwell. Lawyers for the company unsuccessfully applied to have the inquest partially adjourned to next year, but did succeed in delaying several witnesses and two executives into next week.
In national news, Melbourne shivers through their coldest start to summer in decades. The Bureau of Meteorology said maximum temperatures across Victoria on Monday were 8 to 12 degrees Celsius below the December average. Duty forecaster Michael Efron said Monday's high of 15 degrees would be Melbourne's coldest start to summer since 1996, and it felt even colder thanks to the wind chill. The good news for those who like summer, though, in Melbourne, the cold forecast is expected to be short-lived, with showers easing on Tuesday and temperatures rising to 29 degrees on Wednesday and 32 degrees on Thursday. Jetstar have resumed flights after its Airbus fleet was grounded on Saturday due to a global issue identified by the aeroplane manufacturer. Thousands of passengers were impacted by the disruptions, mostly on the East Coast, with flights cancelled at all major domestic airports. Jetstar said it's 86 of the A320 aircrafts in its fleet, and 34 were affected by the software issue. The issue required engineers to reverse a software upgrade that was carried out on an Airbus A320 aircraft, in a process that took up to 3 hours for each plane. Jetstar said on Sunday afternoon the required Airbus software updates had been applied to all affected aircraft and were ready to be back in service. However, these disruptions caused flow-on delays, with the network still recovering into this new week.
In international news, militaries have stepped in to aid Asia flood victims as the death toll passes 1,000 after separate weather systems ravaged Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia. Both Indonesian and Thai officials have come under pressure due to their response to the disaster, with Indonesia still not calling for international assistance despite a death toll of over 500. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said the worst of the storm had hopefully passed, and further stated that the priority is now to send necessary aid to isolated communities. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka has called for international aid and is using military helicopters to reach people stranded by landslides and flooding. "We are having the largest and most challenging national disaster in our history," the Sri Lankan president stated. "Certainly, we will build a better nation than what existed before."
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extremely high band. That is all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that, bringing us all up to date. And just quickly here, well done to the brand new show that there was a few shout outs, so I thought I'd do them for them. Thank you to Jimbo, thank you to Luke, and thank you to Robbie for those words of encouragement. But this one especially goes out to Jimbo, who nearly got T-boned. And this I just couldn't help it. I need any reason to play this song, and it's at the beginning. We've got school holidays starting soon, so it's a great time for the road safety song here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.